Welcome to Weekend with Wiser. I'm your host, Nanette Wiser. I hope that you'll check out our What's Happening guide on RadioSaintPete.com. Tune in on Saturday for the Florida Folk Show from our studio at Thrive DTSP with Pete Gallagher. And Posse, you never know what music and eco guests he is going to have. You can tune in on the radio, you can tune in online, and you can watch on Facebook Live. Let's get right down to it. First of all, the one and only Randy Wayne White, Tomlinson's Wake, will be in town at Tombola Books on August 25th at 7 o'clock. It is an incredible Doc Ford, and we find out what is happening with Tomlinson, and there's a lot of hiccups in this, so it's always a good time when we're with Randy Wayne. Right, I hope that you'll go on to our podcast and listen to Margot Hammond's interview with him. There's so much going on. Let's get right down to it. So, at the Coliseum this weekend, we're halfway to the Beer Week, and all of your favorite craft beer places will be there. It's a great time to catch up. Also this weekend at Greenlight Cinema on the 24th is The Impossible Dream, Carried by the Light. Please go to the podcast and listen to my interview with Lauren Hubbard. It's an amazing documentary, which is both supporting future leaders from the Academy Prep Center of St. Petersburg, as well as helping with clean water in Cambodia and the Philippines, is part of what she does with her wonderful foundation. Following up on August 24th, also is the Jewish Film Festival, will be held at 6 o'clock at the Shannon Brian Glazer, JCC in Tampa, and then again on August 28th at Greenlight Cinema at 6 p.m. Greenlight Cinema has amazing things. It is Tampa Bay's only independent film house, and in addition to housing Station 12 studio, where you can take acting and improv classes this fall with Eugenie Bondurant and Mary Rachel Quinn, it has an incredible, absolutely incredible number of events going on. So let's just talk about a little bit of the music coming up. Ruth Eckert Hall, Tyler Henry, yes, that psychic is there on August 26th, August 31st, George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Cynthia Erivo, September 3rd with the Florida Orchestra, Scotty McCreery, September 4th, September 5th, the Australian Pink Floyd Show, September 20th, Tom Segura, October 2nd, Paul Thorne and Mark Broussard, and so much more. Steve Martin and Martin Short are rescheduled for the October 5th. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino is also going on, and it's got the OJs on August 24th, Casey and the Sunshine Band on September 4th, UVM, the City of Love, September 7th, 914 is Andre Para, September 21 is Jimmy O Yang, and then, oh yes, the Steve Miller Band is coming on October 7th. Skipper's Smokehouse, always a fun thing to go over the bridge for. St. Petersburg City Theater, yes, it's opening with a fall season, September 19th through 28th. The Mystery of Edward Drood. That should be a lot of fun. Let's continue on. 8 o'clock theater. If you saw Charlie Brown, you enjoyed yourself with the kids, but now there's something just for you. I'm taking my girl Posse, September 5th through the 14th, to Beautiful, the Carol King musical. Floridian Social, always a great time. August 22nd through the 23rd is the Spasmatics. There's jazz every Sunday with the crew. It starts at 2 o'clock with various bands. Boho Sideshow is often there. Over at Francis William Playhouse, another little cute theater in Clearwater. On September 4th through 21 is the Lerner and Lowe's Camelot. And October 9th through 19th is Love. And Freefall Theater, friends, please go on to our podcast. Listen to Matthew McGee and Julia, who stars in Andrew Lloyd Webber's September 5th through October 5th. Tell me on a Sunday. It's going to be fabulous. Again, Gulfport Casino is still closed, but you can enjoy Gecko Fest on August 31st. That is going to be so much fun. It is wear your costumes, get your freak on, and get on over there. Janis Live has a number of great concerts coming up. August 23rd, Kolohe Kai. August 26th, Jerry Cantrell. August 27th, The Struts. September 6th, Garbage. And I'm really looking forward to October 1st, Buck Cherry with Michael Monroe. Lab Theater Project over in Tampa, also a wonderful place to go, is going to be doing Goddess of the Hunt, Doug DeVita, September 18th through October 5th. Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater has Little Big Town this weekend, August 22nd. August 29th, Blink 182, always a great show. September 5th, Thomas Rhett. September 6th, Coheed and Cambria. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. Amalie Arena. Wow. No longer Amalie Arena. It's really a mouthful. The Benchmark International. Yes, Katy Perry, Hear Me Roar, August 22nd. August 29th, Rod Wave. August 30th, Stevie Nicks has canceled. So that is sad, but there you go. September 5th, Disney Descendants. Get those tweenies and take them on over there. September 10th, Nine Inch Nails. September 6th, Adam Sandler, the one, the only. September 13th, Benson Boone. And it goes on and on and on. American Stage. Well, you're going to hear my interview on September 4th. I'll be doing that in studio. It is the Good Peaches. It is going to be amazing. One Girl Faces an Epic Storm. It is directed by Helen R. Murray. The conductor is Chelsea Gallo, of course, of the Florida Orchestra. And choreography is our very own dance podcast, Project Alchemy, Alexander Jones. Cannot wait. There are two performances on September 20th only. It is going to be absolutely spectacular. I'm really looking forward to it. Let's go on to the Stras. Again, worth going over the bridge. I like to get my tickets ahead of time. So through the 24th, the complete works of William Shakespeare, abridged, revised, and again, hilarious, is running. Also through the 14th, Beyond Van Gogh and Beyond the Monet, immersive experiences, not unlike the Pink Floyd at the Dolly. August 23rd through the 24th of the Stras is the reset. August 29th is 12 Angry Men. September 16th through October 26th, Dracula, a comedy of terrors. Over at Studio Grand Central, September 4th through the 14th is Bakersfield Mist, the Tampa Theater, another fabulous place to go, has films, but they also have live shows. Zachariah Porter is the 23rd of August. And Pretty V presents Why Am I Like This on September 26th. The Bay Care Sound, August 24th, Astro Topical, Ramayana, and Bamba Estero, September 10th, Dream Theater, and September 11th at Lee Bryce. So much going on with that. I also saw that there are some incredible shows that have just been booked for Christmas, including Celtic Angels Christmas with Celtic Knights Dancers and the Trinity Band Ensemble, Gaelic Storm. That's going to be at Bildheimer Capitol Theater, and it'll just go on and on and on. Beach Theater, brand new, historic theater, so much fun. If you miss Celtic Conundrum on the 17th, well, their first play festival is going to be September 19th through the 21st, and that will be really fun. The Mahaffey, Duke Energy Center for the Arts, Mahaffey Theater. Oh, wow. August 23rd to 24th, Get the Kids Together for Paw Patrol Live. September 6th, Howard Jones. September 21, Kashmir. September 26th, the one and only Benesse. October 4th, if you love to cook, it's MasterChef All Stars Live. And Beatlemania gets going October 11th at the Duke Energy Center for the Arts Mahaffey with 1964, the tribute. The Palladium this weekend, I'm looking forward to seeing Vincent Ingala. It's part of the Clearwater Jazz Holiday fundraiser as we get to the Clearwater Jazz Holiday in Coachman Park, October 16th through 19th. Spectacular music and epic vibes. Stay tuned. Look at our Let's Go guide for everyone that's coming. Who else is going to be at the Palladium? Well, Betty Fox is sold out on the 23rd, so you missed that. You can catch the Motowners on the 24th, Dominic Walker on the 28th, a hilarious comedy show with Dean Napolitano on August 29th, and Oba Oba Bossa Nova with Osamdo Jazz, our friend David Manson, September 2nd, the one and only Selwyn Bird Birchwood is at the Palladium September 5th. Daniela Soledade, yes, fabulous, on September 6th. And it goes on and on and on. I do want you to put September 19th on your calendar for the Palladium, the Latin Side of Swing, featuring Brian Hughes and the crew, and Gumbo Ortiz will be joining them. And then Hot Topic reimagines the Beatles on September 26th, and there's even more. I also want you to mark your calendar for the Suncoast Jazz Festival, November 21 through 23rd. Tuba Skinny, I'll be talking to him for Radio St. Pete, Diego Figueiredo, Jason Marsalis, Ken Poplowski, Wycliffe Gordon, and more. This weekend is also the Cupcake Festival at the Morian Center for Clay. Look forward to a trifecta of new Morian artists in residency debuting ceramic styles at the Morian Clay Center and with an unveiling on September 13th. Also next week on the 28th, I believe, the Creative Pinellas unveils its new show. It should be incredibly exciting. Over at Green Bench, I want to remind you that third Thursday is wine tasting. Webb's Comedy Cellar is every Thursday as well. It's a free monthly stand-up comedy showcase. There's Books at the Bench, Green Bench Brewing, last Tuesday of the month. The Webb Minister Dog Show, yes, this is going to be hilarious, August 28th. And yes, oh my God, Oktoberfest is already starting September 20th at Green Bench. Just a lot of fun. You know, if it's still hot and you're looking for something to do on the weekend, please consider going to the Great Explorations Children's Museum. It's always a lot of fun. The Florida Holocaust Museum will be reopening on the 9th, and that is going to be an interview that we'll be doing in studio on the 4th. The St. Petersburg Museum of History. This is your last chance to catch the shows that are going to be leaving. So much going on there. Check out the trolley tours by boat, by trolley, and they're elegant trolleys, I'll tell you that. So I just want to point out that there's a great thing going on also. The 23rd, the Wearable Art Fashion Show at the Dineen and Fine Arts Center with an afterglow party. This is a yearly show. It's incredible, and this year's theme is blurred. Local artist and designer break the traditional bounds of fashion and explore the intersection of fine art and wearable design. Finally, September 5th through the 7th, the Monster Energy St. Pete Powerboat P1 Grand Prix is coming up. And then again, Creative Pinellas starts on the 28th, as I said. Reclamando, Our Untold Stories. This exhibit connects deeply personal memories with broader historical events. I also want to remind you that the Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Association and has a jazz jam every Monday, 7 to 9 at the Hangar. And Tomcat Courtney and his, the Tomcat Orchestra and his jazz band is also at CJ's on Monday backstage. So much going on. And once again, the St. Pete Opera will introduce its season kickoff on September 24th. There's a Broadway cabaret on October 4th in the mornings with Maestros Start Again. So for Weekend with Wiser, I just want to remind you there's a million things to do in this town. You know, you need to support local music, support local museums. I just enjoyed the rare air endangered birds, bats, butterflies, and bees, as well as Perseverance, A Woman's Journey West. I try to go to a museum every weekend. I also encourage you to go to the Woodson African American Museum of Florida through the 29th, Beacons Griots, and the journey to freedom has been extended. So until we see each other next time, aloha, and check Let's Go Guide on my LinkedIn and also on RadioSaintPete.com, the What's Happening Guide. We'll see you soon.